Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Maris Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
We're learning Maseches Yoma, Daf Samach Hei. We start from the very end of Daf Samach Dal and Amid Beis. The Gemara was in the middle of the discussion of Rav and Reb Yechanan. The Mishnah had said that when one of the Seirim died after the Agrola, then you have to get another two Seirim and make another Hagrola. If the one that died, let's say, was a Seir LaHashem, so you make another Seir LaHashem to replace the one, the Seir LaHashem that died. And it said, and the second one would be the Seir LaHazazel. The second one would be Yira, it says. And the Seir LaHazazel died, so you make another, in the Hagrola, you make another Seir LaHazazel to replace the Seir LaHazazel that died. And the second one is Yira. And there was a Machlokes Rav and Reb Yechanan, what does it mean, the second one? Does it mean the second one of the first two Seirim? That one is Yira, that's where Rabbi Yechanan held. That's the second one of the first two Seirim. That, because it's Dachli, and you're not allowed to use it, because once its partner died, it becomes Dachli, it becomes Pasol, and therefore it can't become Chayze V'nira, because he holds Balechayim Nidachim. But Rav holds no. Rav holds the second one means the second of the second two Seirim, the second pair, because you do use the first one, because he holds Balechayim Enem Nidachim, and you bedaf use the first one because of Mitzvah Berishim. That was the Gemara Daf Samach Dalet. So now the Gemara asks the following kasha. The Mishnah said that the reason why the second one is Yira is because Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. There's a halacha that a Chatas Tzibur is not put to death. There's a din that there are five Chatayis that are Mesais. If a Chatas was Kibru Balel, a chatas that you use the different chatas to be mechaper with. So then the halacha is that the first chatas, the chatas that wasn't used, is mesa, has to be put to death. And that's only a din by Karban Yachid. Only by Yachid you have this klal of the chatayis hamesis, which one of them is chatas shekibru balel. But by a Karban Tzibur, there's no din of misa. There's a din, when a carbon sibur was in skapa b'acheris, the din is it's roya, it's yira, and you wait till it gets the mum, and you can repay it and use the money for a nedava. Now, we have a machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, about the din of chatas shekibru balel. That's clear according to everyone. If you lose a chatas, and you mafresh because there are different chatas, because you don't have the first one, and you're in a skapa with the different chatas, and then you find the original chatas. So, of course, that's the din of chatas shekibru balel, and you put it to death. But what's the din if you find it before you niskapa with it? So there we have a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabban, if there's a din of chatas shekibru balel in that case. So the Gemara brings down the shita of Rabbi Abba Amirav that says that when you find the chatas before you niskapa, so then it depends. Everybody agrees that if you use the one that wasn't lost, you use the second one that you were mafresh, so the one that's lost is mesa. That's not a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. So if you had an original chatas, it got lost, so you mafresh a second chatas, and then you were makriv the second chatas as a carbon. So the first chatas, according to both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, would be mesa. The question is the other way. Let's say you used the original chatas. You used the first chatas that you were mafresh, since you found it before you were makriv the second one. So now you use the first one. And now the shaila is, what's the din with the second one? The Rabbanan hold that there's no din misa for the second one. The din of misa is dafka by a chatas which got lost, and a chatas which you are mafresh to replace the one that's lost does not have the same din as the chatas that gets lost. Mafresh li'ibud lafke ibud dami. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Mashenkin Rabbi holds that in that case also, the chatas, the second one, is mesa, even though that chatas was never lost. But since you are mafresh it to replace the one that's lost, mafresh li'ibud ki ibud dami, and it's also mesa. So now, the Gemara analyzes the case here. When you were mafresh the first two seirim, you made agrola, you had a lashem and lazazel, one of them died. So you had to go and be magrel on the second two seirim, and the one that was left alive, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is dachli, so you bedafka have to use the second seirim. Both of the second pair of seirim are used, And the second one of the first pair, that's the one that you don't use in its yira. So that's very similar to a case where you were mafresh a chatas, it got lost, you were mafresh a second one, and you use the second one. So in that case, everybody agrees that the first one is mesa. That's not a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. So mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah that says that it's not mesa because ein chatas tziba mesa, that's why it's yira. And in the similar case by a carbon yachid, it would be mesa. It's very good because you're not using this chatas. You're using the second chatas. A problem happened with this chatas. It wasn't ovid, but the problem was that it's chaver doin, and therefore you couldn't use it. So it became dochli, so it became pasul. So it's the same thing as if it was ovid. Now you're in a schaber with another one. Had this similar case been by a carbon yachid, according to everyone, both Rebbe and Rabbanan would be mesa. So in Rabbi Yechanan, we understand why the Mishnah said that the second one is Yireh, because Ein Chata Siba Mesa, because in such a case, according to, if it would be a Karban Yachad, according to everyone, it would be Mesa. But according to Rav, what's the case? The case is you were mafresh two Seirim, you did Hagrola, and one of them died. So you have to bring another two Seirim and do Hagrola. But which one are you going to use? You're going to use the Shneen, you're going to use the Sheni of the first pair. And the second pair, you're only going to use the one that replaces the one that died. And the other one is going to be Yireh. Now, really, you could use either one. Because Rav doesn't hold of Dachli. You could use the first one, and certainly you could use the second one. They're both Kashur Chatais. You could use either one. So the Gemara's Kash is like this. So why does the Mishnah say the reason why it's Yireh is because Ein Chatas Tziba Mesa? Which would mean that had this been a case of Chatas Yachid, it would be Mesa. According to the Rabbanan, you certainly have a problem. Because the Rabbanan hold that it's only if it's the first Chatas you brought, that the first Chatas you were mafresh that you didn't use, that Chatas is Mesa. But if it's the second one that you mafresh, and then you found the first one became Roy again, and you used the first one, so the second one couldn't be Mesa. But even according to Rebbe that holds that the second one is Mesa, that's only because the second one, when you were mafresh it, was to replace an Ovid. So mafresh ka'ovid is ka'ovid dami, and therefore the second one's also Mesa. Mashenkin here, when you were mafresh the second one, you could use the first one also. You could use either one. You have to be mafresh the second one because you need agrola. But the agrola is really only the real reason why you need agrola is to replace the one that died. The one that died, you can't replace it without agrola. But as far as the one that stayed alive, there's nothing wrong with it. That one had its agrola. And you don't hold of dichli. So mamela, you could still use it. And you talk about using it. And the second one also you could use. So the Gemara says it should be like mafresh dechatayis lachrayis. When you are mafresh metchila tuchatayis, and there's nothing wrong with either of them, you could use both of them. You mafresh dechatayis lachrayis. In case you're missing one, you'll be able to use the other one. But you're able to use both of them equally. So in such a case, the halacha is that after you neschapa with one, l'kuli alma, the second one is yira. It's only when, let's say, the one that you were mafresh was ovid, then l'kuli alma, even if you find it before the kapara, according to this gemara, it will be mesa. Or, if the one that you were mafresh was ovid, and you were mafresh the second one, when you didn't have the first one, so it's mafresh le'ibud, that's also ki'ibud dami, it's also blinds like ovid, and they have the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabban, and Rebbe holds it also blinds like ovid, so at least according to Rebbe, it'll be mesa. But when they're both fine, both chatayis are good, you could use either one of them, that's mafresh te chatayis lachrayis, where there's no din of mesa according to everyone. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Enfid the Gemara, that since Rav holds mitzvah berishain, so really when you mafresh the second one, you really can't use the second one. Because mitzvah berishain, you're only being mafresh the second one because you have to do agrola to replace the one that died. But as far as the second one, with the one that's alive, you really can't use the second one. So it's really not like mafresh dechatayis lachrayis. Mafresh dechatayis lachrayis, you can use either one. But here you bedafka have to use the first one, you can't use the second one. That has the same din as mafresh le'ibud, and the din would be, if it would be a yachid, it would be mesa. Ad kan the Gemara. Now, when the etzem din of mafresh dechatayis lachrayis We have a Machlekes Rishonim. Interesting Machlekes Rishonim. The Tais Rishonim and Ritva bring down a kasha from the Ritva, and this is also brought in the Taisus in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Zayinim and Beis, and also Menachas Daf Pei, which he asks the kasha, how b'chlal is it shayach the din of Shtei Chatoyos L'Achrayis? The din is, if someone's not Mechuyev V'chatos, he can't be Mafir Shechatos. It's only possible to be Mafir Shechatos if you're Mechuyev V'chatos. So Taisus Nemzon, the same thing would apply if someone's already Mafir Shechatos, and it's not lost, there's nothing wrong with that Chatos that he's Mafir, he could go bring it. He's like an Eina Mechuyev Chatos. To Stam go be Mafir another Chatos, Avadi can't do it. Once you mafish one chatas, that becomes the chatas for Yechiv, and it's impossible to be mafish another chatas. We spoke about this in earlier shir. So, to be mafish two chatayis b'zeh azeh, Taisus holds that's impossible. Elamai, you go b'vasachas. You start your first thing, now you mechuyev chatas, and you say, these two things should be for my chatas. But the problem is, kol she'ena b'zeh azeh, filo b'vasach azeh. It's a Gemara in Erevin and Kedushin, that anything you can't do b'zeh azeh, you can't do b'vasach azeh. So Melech will cancel each other out, and nothing will be chal. So to mafish two chatayis one after the other, avad only the first one's chal. The second one, you're not a mechuyev chatas. You can't stop b'mafish chatas when you already have a chatas. You're not mechuyev chatas. Elamai, to mafish it b'vasach azeh, but then none of them should be chal. There's a klal. Kol sheina bezech zeh, fil vasech seina. That's Taisus Kashis Brun and Taisus Shanim in the Ritva here. It's a Taisus Himsachim and a Menachas. So Taisus answers that the pshat is you're being mafresh tucha tais, but only one of them should be kaddish. Only one of them should be kaddish. He said clearly that only one of these tucha tais should be kaddish. The other one is just a replacement, just for achrayis. That's the pshat. So Taisus Himsachim asks the kasha. So if only one of them is Kaddish, so then when you used one of them, so l'mafrei, the other one was never Kaddish. You only wanted one of them to be Kaddish. The other one should just be an achrayis, just to be there for a replacement. In case this one is, in case one of them gets lost or whatever it is. So, akum tais, you never makdish the second one. So what's the pshat that it should be here? So Taisus says a lashin, that in this case is Allah Khalishim Sina that it's Raya. Rav Shach and Aviyezri in Hilchos Tefillin Mikdashim, he says, Taisus Mamish Mechusar Havana. What's the Pshat Kol Ki Gavna Gemiri Lo D'Raya? In Perek Dalet Allah Chaim Tefillin Mikdashim. What's the Pshat Kol Ki Gavna Gemiri Lo D'Raya? It's not Hektish Bechlal. How could it be Raya? It's Bechlal not Hektish. You're Makdish only one. How is it possible to say that it's Raya? I saw in the Minchas Ariel, and Avtei Menachis, he brings from the Brisker Rav, he said he heard B'Shem the Brisker Rav, that Vais Dais, when you mafrish l'achrayis, even though only one of them is Kaddish and only one of them is the carbon, because like Taisus holds, you can't make two Seirim, two Karbanis, two Behemoths, that both should be for Yechatas, but it's not pshat that the other one is Chulin. The pshat is the other one has a special chalois din hektish, which is called the hektish la'achrayis. It's a bezunder chalois din hektish, it's a hektish la'achrayis. A replacement hektish, a substitute hektish. And that's the pshat, and that din hektish doesn't have the din that it's mesa, but has a din that it's raya. So when Taisus asks the kasha that if it's only a hektish la'achrayis, why should it be raya? Taisus doesn't mean because it was only makdish one and the other one is chulin. See, Bemis is a little bit shver, the Achrayim Takamuchesach and Taizim Menachas that says that you only makdish one, so what's the pshat? It should be Breira. And it should be worse than Breira. You never said which one is hektish and which one is not. So each one should be like a suffix if it's the real chatas. How is it in Zbar when you makriv it? Elamai, like you said, whichever one I makriv, that should be the chatas. Should be a shayla of Breira. We paskin ain Breira midaraisa. So it should be a suffix which one is the real chatas. So Mela Zokta Briskirov, that's not the pshat. Avada, they both have a chalais hektish. They're both kaddish, and that's why it should be yira. No, the din chalais hektish is that not the pshat that it's that both of them are in gans in a carbon, but really there's only one carbon here, and the other one is an achrayis carbon. It's a replacement carbon. It's a substitute carbon. That is the chalais hektish of it. That one's the carbon, and one's the achrayis carbon. That's the lashon god of Taisus in Sachim and the Ritvan, the Taisus Shanim here, they don't say only one of them is hektish. They say one of them is hektish and the other one is lachrayis. It's a hektish lachrayis. But Taisa still asks, L'chayr, the whole hektish l'achrayis is its kaddish eif achrayis. It's kaddish to be the substitute. So when Yitaka bring the real one, so now it's not negay the substitute, so the kedusha should go off by itself. If dam zakhtari, no, that's halacha meshim sinai. Even though the chalais kedusha is only a chalais kedusha to be a substitute, it doesn't have a real chalais kedusha's carbon, it still needs riyah. That's good for halacha meshim sinai, that a chalais kedusha l'achrayis also needs riyah. That's the pshat in Taisus. But all this is Shita's Taisus. Achrayinam HaMadayik, the Mikdash David, and the Nachlas Yeshua, and the Nerv Shach, and Avi Ezri, and the Rambam, particularly the Rambam in Hilchas Shgagas, Paragimel Alocha Hei, says clearly, he says klar, in Psalm Mikdashim, he just says what the Gemara says, Yimafish Techatayis Lachrayis. But in Hilchas Shgagas, he says clearly, if someone's mafish tu chatayis, he says, Yimaskapa Be'ez Sheyitzav Ashniya Yira. And why does he have to say a second halacha? He already said him Suluk Dash in the din of Hifish Techatayis Lachrayis. So the Achrayinim say because he wants to teach you that it's not only when you mitchila b'masachas makdish both of them lachrayis. It's even after you mafresh a chattas, you can mafresh another chattas. The whole anacha of taisis, that you can't be mafresh a second chattas when you already mafresh a first chattas, the Ram doesn't hold up. Someone is not mechuyah of the chattas b'chlal, so he can't be mafresh a chattas. Someone's a mechuyah of the chattas who is mafresh already, if he decides he bedafka wants another one, the other one he likes better, whatever it is, he can mafresh another chattas. He can mafresh as many chattas as he wants. And there's no din there of chata shekirpa b'leil lemisa. The din is riyah. The din is that any chatas that you were mafish and you didn't end up using, as long as nothing was other, nothing was wrong. So the din is riyah, like it says over here. Hifish techata is lachrayis, yimaskapa bechad, and the sheni is here. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that balechayim ani dachim. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a chatas tzibur is mesa. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's nishbech adam, if let's say the seal Hashem, the blood got spilled out, so yomis ha-mishtaleach, so then the mishtaleach now doesn't have a partner, doesn't have a seal Hashem, the blood got spilled, it's like the seal Hashem died, and therefore the mishtaleach also becomes dachli, and you have to kill the seal mishtaleach because chatas tzibur is also mesa. And if it's mesa mishtaleach, if let's say the mishtaleach dies, so then, Yishafich Adam, you, now the Seil Hashem is Dachli, because you don't have the Seir Mishtalech, so now the Seil Hashem is Dachli, you have to spill out the blood and get another two Seirim, do Agrola, and start again, get a new Seil Hashem, and a new replacement for the Seir Mishtalech. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Mishlei Menishbech Adam, Yomis HaMishtalech, I can understand, if the Nishbech Adam, the blood got spilled, that's why you killed the Mishtalech, Dakati leis avid mitzvase, because the mitzvah wasn't done yet. So mela, you weren't yaitzi yet. So mela, that's why the mishtaleach becomes dachli. And lemeis the mishtaleach, amayi shafach adam. But if the mishtaleach died, why do you spill out the blood? Hos avid leis mitzvase, you already did the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, you weren't yaitzi the mitzvah. Amri dever abyanai, amakra, yomad chay lefnei Hashem lechaper. The Mishtaleach has to be alive until the Matan Dom of Chaveri, and therefore, if the Mishtaleach died before the Matan Dom of Chaveri, that's not called the Savad Mitzvase, and you have to be Nishbech Adam. Ad kan the Gemara. So Yishayinim asked the Kasha, what did the Gemara hold in the Havamina? Why did the Gemara have it good that when it's Nishbech Adam, we understand why it's Yomis HaMishtaleach, but when it's Meis HaMishtaleach, we don't understand why it's Yishbech Adam, because it's Avid Lei Mitzvase. If the Gemara knew, like the Gemara said in the Teretz, that the Mishtaleach has to be alive until the Matan Dom Shachaveh, right? So that's the Gemara's Teretz. So now we understand, it's not Nisavid Mitzvase. If it's Meis HaMishtaleach before the Matan Domin. So then the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha. That's the Gemara's teretz. Elamai, the Gemara didn't know this Yamad Chai. The Gemara thought that there's no din that the Mishtaleach has to be alive until the Matan Dom Shalchaveri. The din is the Mishtaleach doesn't have to be alive so much. The Mishtaleach could die maybe after the Agrolo or upon him after the Shechita, whenever it is, the Mishtaleach doesn't have to be alive, L'chaper Olav, by the Kapar of the Seal Hashem. So Ibazai, so why did the Gemara hold it was good that by Nishbech Adam, it should be Yomis HaMishtaleach. There's no din the Mishtaleach has to be alive any longer. So why does this Avilei Mitzvah say? What was the Gemara's, in the Gemara's Havamina, why was it good that Nishbach Adam should be Yomis and Mishleach? The Gemara in the Havamina held that the Mishleach did not have to be alive until the Matan Damim. So Eibazai, even if it's, when it's Nishbach Adam, why is it Yomis and Mishleach? The Mishleach's already finished its job. The Mishleach could die already if it wants. So even if the Mishleach didn't die, it was just Nishbach Adam, but why would it be Yom Mitzvah Mishtalech? Who needs a Mishtalech? You already have the key of Mitzvah Mishtalech. All you need is a Seir Hashem. So do Agrola to make another Seir Hashem. But what's the pshat that the Gemara understood why it should be Yom Mitzvah Mishtalech? So the Ridva and the Taisus Shanim, they both answer B'Shem Taisus that the pshat is the Gemara knew that mitzad the mitzvah of the Seir Mishtalech, the Gemara understood that the mitzvah of the Seir Mishleach is not niskayim unless he remains alive until the Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro. That the Gemara knew. But the Gemara didn't understand that that is also a ikuv in the mitzvah of the Seir Lashem. That the Seir Lashem you're not yaitzu with unless it has its partner, the Seir Mishleach, alive until it's Shas Matan Damim. The Gemara thought that's mitzvah the Seir Mishleach. To be mekayim the mitzvah of the Seir Mishleach, it has to be alive until the Shas Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro. But for the key mitzvah, the Seir Hashem, you don't need the Seir Hashem to be alive. For the key mitzvah Hashem, you don't need that the Seir Hazelzel should be alive the Shas Zrika of the Seir Hashem. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. I understand why, when it's Nishbach Adam, it's Yom Mitzvah Mishtaleach, because this particular Mishtaleach that you took out wasn't Mekayim its mitzvah. You don't have a key in mitzvah Seir Mishtalech. You didn't do the avoid of the Seir. What's the avoid of the Seir Mishtalech that it should be alive until the Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro? And the Gemara knew that mitzad the Seir Mishtalech it has to be alive. So it was lo yisavid mitzvah say. The Seir Mishtalech didn't do its job. And Memela, now that it's Nishbach Adam, so now that Seir Mishtalech doesn't have a partner, doesn't have a Seir Lashem which it needs in order to do its job as a Seir Mishleach, which is to be alive at Shas Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro. So now, since it doesn't have a partner, it's Dachi. Once it's Dachi, if you do Balei Chayim Nidachim, you're going to have to make Hagrola, get a new Seir Hashem. So Memela, this Seir Hazazel is finished, because it's Dachi, because it had a time, it needed Hagrola now, and Memela has to be Yomus. Masha'en Kain, mitzad the Seir Hashem, the Seir Hashem only needs a Seir Hazazel for the Hagrola. But it doesn't need a Seir Lazazel b'shasis matan damim. It's not a ma'akev in the Seir Lashem that it doesn't have a Seir Lazazel b'shasis matan damim. So Mamela, if it's Mesa Mishtaleach, so ain't a chinami. Avadi, you're going to have to get a new Seir Mishtaleach, and you're going to have to do Agrola to get a new Seir Mishtaleach. But why is it Yeshafech Adam? What's wrong with this dam? What's wrong with the Seir Lashem? The Seir Lashem doesn't need a partner anymore. The Seir Lashem is fine now without a partner. It just needed a partner for the Agrola. Or perhaps for the Shechita. But Al Kapanim, it doesn't need a partner anymore. That's what the Gemara thought. And Memela, it's not Shaykh any Dichli in the Seir Lashem because the Seir Lashem is fine. At the Gemara brings the Rabbi Yanai, that's Mechadish, that no, even mitzad the Seir Lashem, there's an ikuv in the Seir Lashem. The Seir Lashem needs a partner until it's Shas Matan Damim. And if the Seir Lashem doesn't have a partner, for Shas is Matan Damim, the Seir Lashem is pasul. So Memela, by Mesa Mishtaleach, that's a dichli on the Seir Lashem, and that's why Mesa Mishtaleach is Yishafech Adam. This, I think, is also Pshat in Taisus. Taisus is a little bit cryptic. Taisus asks the Kasha, why do we bring here Rabbi Yanai? When earlier in the Gemara, in the fourth parak, we have this exact same memor from Rabbi Yehuda himself. Why do we have to bring an Amir Rabbi Yanai to say this drasha, when Rabbi Yehuda himself said the same drasha in the fourth parak? So Taisus answers that from Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, you would think that if Meis Kaida Matan Dam Mechaveira Yavi Achar Avalo Yishafech. Rabbi Yanai teaches you that the Dam is Yishafech. What does Taisus mean? Why should it be that way? It's the same drasha. So I think it means mamish what the Rishayim are saying. That if it's just from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is telling you a din in the Seir Mishtaleach. The Seir Mishtaleach has to be alive, mitzat itself, mitzat its own din, has to be alive until the Kapara of Chaveira. So there, If it dies, you don't have a seer mishtaleach. Fine. But you're not missing anything in your seer l'Hashem. So the din would be lo yishafech. The din would be, of course, you'd need another seer mishtaleach, but you wouldn't have to be nishbech adam. Mashenga Rebbe Yana is teaching you, no, it's mitzad the seer l'Hashem that you need the seer mishtaleach to be still alive. The seer l'Hashem needs a partner until after it's matan damim. That's the Rishonim's mahalach in the Gemara. But Rashi has a completely different mahalach. In Medaktik and Rashi, Rashi says mamash a completely different mahalach. The Rishonim bring the Rashi, they bother with the Rashi, but I'm going to be mazbe the Rashi the way I understand the Rashi. Rashi holds l'aylam the Gemara in the Havamin and held mitzad the mitzvah seir mishtaleach, even mitzad the seir mishtaleach itself, you don't need it to be alive anything more than, let's say, the shchito or maybe the agrola of the seir l'Hashem. And you already mekayim your mitzvah seir mishtaleach with it being alive, without it being alive, achas matan damim shel chaveiro. So why did the Gemara in the Havamina hold that bishloim nishbech adam yomis mishtaleach takati leisavid mitzvasei? So Rashi says akati leisavid mitzvasei doesn't mean the mitzvah of the seir mishtaleach like the Rishonim saying. Akati leisavid mitzvasei means the mitzvah of the seir l'Hashem. In other words, Rashi holds this is the pshat in the Gemara. When you are magril and you have your two goats, the seir l'Hashem and the seir l'Azazel, and now, when the seir l'Hashem was nishbach, akati leis aved mitzvasei, you weren't yaitzi your seir l'Hashem. You were yaitzi your seir l'Azazel, but you weren't yaitzi your seir l'Hashem. So what do you need now to be yaitzi your seir l'Hashem? You need a new agrola. If you need a new agrola, so mamela, you're going to have to get a new seir l'Azazel with the new agrola. If you hold of dichoy, that gufa is matcha this seir l'Azazel. Because I anyway need a new seir l'Azazel in order to have a seir l'Hashem. Because I'm not yet to my seir l'Hashem yet. Because it was nishbech adam, I didn't do the zrik of the seir l'Hashem. And avada chuk is ma'akev. So mamela, I wasn't yet to my seir l'Hashem. And if I'm not yet to my seir l'Hashem, so I have to get another seir l'Hashem. And the only way to get another seir l'Hashem is to do agrola. So behechrich, I'm going to need a new seir l'Azazel. That I need a new seir l'Azazel with the agrola, that's called the dichui of the old seir l'Azazel. That's dichui. Shainim abadah, Shainim say we don't find such a dichui. Dichui means that it's puzzle, it's missing something. But Rashi holds it as dichui. Rashi holds it since you need another agrola, because you weren't mekayim in the midst of the seir l'Hashem, so that necessity for another agrola is matcha this seir l'Azazel, because I need a new seir l'Azazel. And the mail that applies the dicha and the seir l'Azazel. If you old balei chayim aren't nidachim, so once you make agrola, now you can use the old one. Mashenken, if you old balei chayim nidachim, and you're going to have to make agrola, that causes the dichoy, and mail that passes the old one. But the Gemara's kasha was, that's only when it's nishmech adam. Mashenken, when it's meisei hamishtaleach, why is it yishafech adam? I was ready mekayim the mitzvah entirely. I'm finished with my seir mishtaleach. The din of seir mishtaleach is just to be alive b'shas agrolo, b'shas shkito, whatever it is. You don't need the seir mishtaleach b'shas azrikas adam. So I'm totally finished with the seir mishtaleach. So why should it be a shafach adam? I'm already finished. By nishbach adam, I'm not finished with my seir l'Hashem. So I need another agrolo to give me another seir l'Hashem. That necessity for another agrolo is matcha the seir mishtaleach. Mashein kein, my meisim mishtaleach, I'm finished with my seir mishtaleach. I was yaitz my mitzvah seir mishtaleach. So why should I be nishbech adam? Who needs another agrola? I have my seir mishtaleach. I did it already. The seir l'Hashem I'm going to do now. There's no havamin in the world, then it should be possible. And for the Gemara, no. You weren't yaitz your mitzvah seir mishtaleach yet. You weren't yaitz your mitzvah seir mishtaleach. To be yaitz your mitzvah seir mishtaleach, it has to be live atches man dam shechaveri. So in Mele Behechich, you're going to have to make another agrola to get another seir mishtaleach. When you make another agrola to get another seir mishtaleach, you're going to have to shtel avek another goat to be a seir l'Hashem. That's matcha, the first one. If you hold of dichui, and here it's not even balei chayim, so everyone should hold of dichui, that you're going to make another seir l'Hashem in order to get another seir mishtaleach, because I wasn't yet to make a seir mishtaleach yet, that's matcha, the first seir l'Hashem, that's dichui, that's why it's possible. That's Rashi's pshat in the sugya. The Gemara goes right up. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah in Shkolim. What's the din if people send their Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash and the Shkolim were lost or they were stolen? So, if the Shkolim were lost and they were stolen before the Trumas HaLishka, so then they have to send another Shkolim. Now, let's say the shkolim were lost and stolen before the Truma Salishka, and they sent other shkolim, and then the original shkolim were found. So the Gemara brings down a machlekes tanon. The Tanakhama says that you cannot use these shkolim, the first shkolim, for the next year. They both have to be used for this year. They're both shkolim. They end up losing. And all the shkolim have to be used for this year. And Abiyuda says, no, you could use the shkolim for the next year. And the Gemara explains, what's the machlekes? The Gemara says, my tama de Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that chayvus of this year can be brought for the next year. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say, ask clearly, what's the time of the Tanakama? What's takab shan the Tanakama? Why can't they use the shkolim for next year? Vice says the Tanakama holds that since you makdish it for this year, its bedavka has to be used for this year. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the hekdish for this year can be used for next year. L'chayra machlekes is, is this year's karbanis and next year's karbanis called the same carbon, the same kedusha? So if you makdish a carbon or shkolim for this year, so then it could be used for next year because it's considered the same carbon. You're not being mishanet to a different carbon. What the Tanakhama holds, no. This year's karbanis have one kedusha. The next year's karbanis, even if it's the same carbon next year, but has a different kedusha, it's a different carbon, you can't use this year for next year. That's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So, Amar asks a kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that this year's karbanis could be used for next year, chayvus hashana zu krevus hashana haba. So what's the pshat? There's a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you lost the par v'sar of Yom Kippurim, and you mafish other ones, and you makav the other ones, so there's a din, yamusu. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas that he holds that the din mises even by chata sibur. And Rabbi Ezer Shimon hold Yiru, because Rabbi Ezer Shimon hold the Tanakama, shein chata sibur mesa, there's no din of chatais mesas by yitzibur. But the question is, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use this year's carbon for next year, so why is it Yamusu? Why can't he use it for next year? So the Teis Hashanim and the Ritva ask the Kasha, what's the Kasha? By the Shkolim, there's no din of Kippur Balea, there's no din of Chatayis HaMesis by Shkolim. So Mela, even though they're Mafish Shkolim for this year, but you can use them for next year. They don't need it for this year because they're Mafish other Shkolim. So go use them for next year. Mashengi b'chatayis, that's a din of Chatayis HaMesis. That's the halacha. If you mafish a chatas, and then you lose it, and you get another chatas, and you makav the other chatas. So the din is, this is the halacha l'meishim Sinai, that the first chatas is mesa. So here's a din of chatas ha-mesas. That's why you can't use it for the next year, because it's chatas shekipru balea. It's one of the chamish chatas ha-mesas. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlau? And for the Teis Hashanim and the Ritva, that the halacha l'meishim Sinai of chatas Amesai, Sechatas Shekipur Balea, is when there's no more kapara for this chatas to do. An ordinary chatas, Yemafish chatas for a chait. So that's it, you can't use it for another chait. You have to dafka use it for the chait you're mafish it for. So Mamela, if you're ready to skaper in that chait with a different chatas, because this chatas was lost, so Kumtais, this chatas has no use anymore. It was a skaper ba'acher. So there, there's Locha Meshimisine of Mesu. Mashengin, if the chatas is still possible to be used, even though it happens to be a gana kapara for what the chadas is mafish for. But if the halacha is that chayvishal shana zu kreivul shana abba, it's considered the same carbon, it's not considered a shini in the kedusha, so it's not kippur balea. It was kippur this year, but the chadas could be used next year. So mele, wouldn't have a din of chadas ha-meses. If there's some reason why it can't be used next year, so kum daisis chadas has no use, so normally the din would be yira. A carbon which has no use. The din is yira, chiyastai. If you wait till it gets a mumma, you paid it. By chatas, the din is. A chatas that has no use, in the case of kippur balea, there's a lacha meshiv sinev mesa. You don't wait till it gets a mumma. You can't be paid it. You have to kill it. Mashen kain, if there wouldn't be a din yira either, there'd be a din, you could still use it. It's still a good carbon. It's a perfectly good carbon. You can use it for next year. So just because you're in a skarpa ba'acher, that wouldn't make it a din of chatas ha-mesis. That's the teretz of the Rishaynim. Taiz Shanim and Taiz Rush are mace of one Nakuda. They say, why aren't the Gemara Sakasha from our Mishnah that if we can use it for next year, so how come Rabbi Yehuda says, by Nishbech Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach, why can't you use the Mishtaleach for next year? Why is it Yomus? Use it for next year. Why do we have to go to this Braisa by Avdu V'Kibru B'Acheris? You should ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if it's mace that if Nishbech Adam is Yomus HaMishtaleach, why? Use the Mishtaleach for next year. And for the Taisa Rosh and the Taisa Shanim, because there is a Din Dichoy. When it's Nishbech Adam, it's a Din Dichoy. If you learn, like they learn, like the Taisa Shanim and the Ritva, that the Pshadis is a Din Dichoy because it's Alacha in the Seir Mishtaleach that it has to have a Seir Hashem, and without a Seir Hashem, it's possible because it's missing its partner. Well, if you learn like Rashi, like we explained, because you need another agrola to make another Seir Hashem, but either way, there's Alacha of Dichoy. Alacha of Dichoy became a puzzle this year, and Kevin Shinidchi Yidachi, Olz Balei Chaim Nidachim, so that it becomes puzzle, so you can't use it altogether. You can't have used it for this year. So Koshkin can't use it for next year. It's Dachoy. Mashenke Neva doesn't get a Din Dachoy. If it gets lost is kosher. It's just you can't use it because you don't know where it is. But it's really kosher. A carbon that's lost is not Dachoy. Doesn't have a Teres Dichoy. Dichli is if it's possible. You have it here and you can't use it. It's missing a grol, its partner died, whatever the case is. It's dachli. Mashen kein, if it's lost, that's not dachli. So mele, if there's a din that you can use it, l'shana haba, so then you'd be able to use it. Just like if you'd lose the chatas and you'd be mafish another chatas, and then you'd find the first chatas. And you weren't a skapa yet. That's not dachli. You can use the one that was lost, like the Gemara's mefurish before. It's not dachli because it never became possible. Mashenken a chatas that became nifsal, like the Seir Mishlech that became nifsal because it's missing its partner, that's a din of dachli, that you don't have a kasha, use it l'shana haba, just like you don't have a kasha, use it now. So it says in Teis Hashanim and Teis Rosh. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference between karbanis and shkalim. By karbanis is a din that karbanis have to come from the Chuma Chadasha. All the karbanis have to come from the shkalim. Karbanis Sibur come from shkalim. And Mimela, this year's karbanis have to come from this year's truma. So you can't use the karbanis from last year because last year's karbanis came from last year's truma. And the zin chadesh v'havim truma chadasha. You have to bring it from this year's truma. So mainly you can't use the karbanis from last year. Mashenke in the shkolim, Rishayim asked, so how could you use the shkolim? L'chari Yevite have to use it from the truma chadasha. So the Rishayim say, ein achinami. The shkolim ain't a chinami. You taka put them in the chuma chadasha. That's what you do with them. You don't put them in the chuma yeshana. In other words, they send shkolim and it got lost and it got stolen. And then they had to send other shkolim. So these shkolim went into that year's chuma. Now you found the next shkolim. So that should be, this is Eilun L'shana Abba, because you taka put them in the next year's chuma. By a carbon, if the carbon was bought from one year's chuma, so you can't use it for the next year because it wasn't bought from that year's truma. Mashenken shkolim, the fact that you were mafresh a shkolim for this year, but it wasn't put in this year's truma because it was lost. So now you put in the next year's truma. Taisa Rosh adds, even if the bezdin happened to go and they put the other shkolim also in this year's truma, let's say they had a mix-up. They sent the shkolim, it got lost, so they sent the other shkolim, and then someone came to the bezdin and says, I found the original shkolim, and they didn't realize it sent the other shkolim, or they didn't realize, and they put all the shkolim in the old truma. Taiz Rosh is a rusapata for the next year, because they sent shkolim for the next year. They happened not to go into the truma. That's not their problem. They were in Pashu Bazeh. They yates to their mitzvah shkolim, and mele the truma would be oila for them. That's what Taiz Rosh says. Why is Akasha? That's a very good teretz for the Sawyer. The Sarah comes from the Chuma Salishka. The Sarah comes from Esa Das B'nei Yisrael, which comes from the Chuma Salishka. Says a din. All the Karbanis have to come from this year's Chuma Salishka. Mashenge in the Par, though, the Par came from Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. The Par came straight from the Kohen Gadol's packet. So the Par doesn't come from Chuma Salishka. The Par is bought by the Kohen Gadol's own funds. So the Par, why can't he use last year's Par for this year? So the Gemara says, Gzeir Paro to Sawyer. If you're going to bring the Sawyer, if you're going to bring the parah from last year, so people might bring the sarah from last year, and then they can't do because it's not from the Chumah Chadasha. So the Gemara asks him, Shem Gzeira Yamas? And because of Gzeira, you kill it? And Rashi says, B'tmiya Daya Yemira. It should be enough if it's Yira because of Gzeira. The second kasha the Gemara asks is that the whole din of bringing the Chumah Chadasha is not an ikuv, it's not ma'akiv. The yaitz, if you bring it from the Chuma Yeshana, it's just L'mitzvah. L'mitzvah, you should bring it from the Chuma Chadasha. So, Mela, since it's only L'mitzvah, So Mela, you wouldn't say a musu. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosis asks, on the din of Hashem Gzeri Musu, that it says in Zvachim, that let's say a Shara Nisko, or a Chatayis and Mesis got mixed up with other Karbanis, the Gemara says, Kulan Yamusu. They all have to be killed. You can't use them because it has a Taruvus of the Shara Nisko. So Gemara asks Akasha, why don't you go and make them all run away? And then you'll be able to say, Kol the Parish Meruba Parish. It's one Shara Nisko that got mixed into 1,000 Karbanis. So the Gemara says it's not batal because it's a davar chashuv. But why don't you say kol the parish meruba parish, go and get rid of them, make them all run away, so it'll be parish, and then kol the parish meruba parish. So the Gemara says you would be able to say it. But gzeri shemikach min kavua. The gzeri you might take from the kavua. So you see that really, you would have an eitzah to say kol the parish meruba parish, but the reason why we don't use the eitzah of kol the parish meruba parish is the gzeri. It's a simple gzeira shemigach min hakavua, and because of the gzeira, we're saying yamusu. So you see that you do say yamusu because of gzeira. That's for Taisus. So Taisus says, no, really, Yitaka would say yamusu because of gzeira. But here, first of all, he says that the par and the sar are not so similar to each other. So it's not such a makam to be geizer the par or to the sar. There, the gzeira shemigach kavua says there's a richtig gzeira. If you're going to be mad to parish, the gzeira shem kavua is a good gzeira. Mashenk in here, there's no real makam to be geizer so much because it's a par and a sar, they don't look so much. So mele, you wouldn't say a musu would be good enough to be ira. He also says that the Gemara was saimach on the other kasha. The other kasha was that the whole din of bringing from the Chuma Chadasha is the din lechatchila, din le mitzvah. So mele, the whole sar is not so bad if you use it for the next year because it's only not being over the mitzvah of Chuma Chadasha. So Mela, now you're making Gzeir Parat Asar, you wouldn't say that Yamusu. That's Shtetan Taisus. The Kveg is bothered by the Kasha. L'chaira, and I'll be mocked him before Abi Kvega. L'chaira, the Tainim Shem Gzeir Yamusu, isn't, L'chaira the Pshat isn't that Chazal wouldn't be Machmas so much with Gzeir. L'chaira the Pshat is that the Ikke Gzeir is that you shouldn't be Makrivit. The Ikke Gzeira is, they shouldn't be makrivit. There's not such a shtak of Gzeira if the din is Yamusu and they didn't kill it. That's not so bad. That Chazal would have to be geizer the par is also that way. And be mafsid hektish from it. So you won't kill it. The din that you kill the chatayis and mesis, that's not so chomer that you have to make a Gzeira of the par. The Ikke Chumra is that you're going to bring a pasul of carbon. That's taka a big michshal. They'll bring a carbon which you can't bring because you're supposed to bring from the Chuma Chadasha. And that's good for the Gemara's Kasha. That's only a mitzvah. The Gemara thought that was an ikuv. The Gemara thought it was a psul. But the Gemara's Kasha by the par in any way doesn't come from the Chuma Salishka. So the Gemara's Teretz is, Gzeira Paro Tesar. So what I understand the Gemara's Kasha from Gzeira Yomus and Rashi's Teretz Dayim Tira is you can make a Gzeira not to bring the carbon even though it's Kasha. Because if you'll bring this carbon, you might make a mistake and bring the other carbon, the sire, and that's possible, and you'll bring a possible carbon. But that wouldn't be enough of a reason to kill it. That's a reason to say it's possible. But what would be the din? The din be yira. I by the sire, the din is mesu. So that the Gemara names on. You don't make a gzeira to make sure that the mekayim, the din misa, it's not so important. Just say it's possible, and the din is yira. That's how I understand pshat in the Gemara. Now, about Taisus' Gemara, that by Shara Niskel, the din is Kol Yamusu, and the Ikka din is Al Tzegzeir, really, you'd be allowed to make it Parish and take it from the Parish, but Tzegzeir Shemikach Min HaKavua. So Rabbi Kvega says, there is no Eitzah of Yireh, because the Shara Niskel is Asa Ba'ana. So what are you going to do? Even if you're Yireh, Yevaita going to have to get rid of it, because there's a Shara Niskel here. And Mel the Shara Niskel is also by Noah. It asks everything by Noah because of the Teruvus. There's no Eitz of Yira. Fakir, the same Mishnah says that if it's a Sarev a Shara Niskel, Chatayis a Mesis Kolm Yamusu, if it's a Sarev a Trefa, or a Rav of a Nirva, or cases where the Pshat is that something is mutter to a Hedyit, so then Yiru, and Yiru Achi Stavut says. The Taka says Yiru. What's the Chilik? Chilik is Pashit. If it's Aser Bahana, even for a Hedyit. So what could you do? He can't be Yiru. He can't be Paidit. There's no point in being Paidit. It's worthless. There's nothing to do with it. So beherchich, even after you paidu, it's going to be a musu. So avad, it's going to be a musu. Mashen came by a treifu, by reiv v'nirvu, these cases which mutter to a hedit, a treifu akapanim is mutter bahana, so therefore the din is yiru. And beherchich, that has to be pshat, because there's no other reason to be mechalik between shar nisqal chatayis and mesis, where the mishnah says yamusu, and treif and reiv v'nirvu, where the mishnah says yiru. So the pshat is like this. Mishum gzeri, you're not going to say a musu if you have an eitzah of riyah, like Rashi says, a lidaya shatira. There you happen not to have eitzah of yira. Let's check the b'kvega on Taisus. He's bothered, what's Taisus being matchik for? Good. Al-Kopanim, the Gemara left this pshat. It can't be because of the din of Havim Mitchum Chadasha, because that's only the mitzvah, and also that wouldn't apply to the par. So the Gemara says another teretz. The Gemara says that because the girl won't work, Mishana Lechaverta, so you wouldn't be able to use it because the girl won't work, Lishana Lechaverta. So the Gemara says, so why can't you use it and make Hagrola? Versus Pupsuum, I think that the girl worked already. So now the Gemara asks, again the same Kasha, Tenech Sari Paramaikla Meimar, and he can't say Xeru Paratasari, again the same Kasha, Mishum Xeru Yamusu. So Gemara says another Teretz, it's Xeru Mishum Chata Shemesu Baleo. So Gemara says that's only by a par, by the par a shaykh that is meisu baleh, but by the sor is a carbon tzibur for the whole klal yisrael. That's a shaykh meisu baleh b'chlal. So the Gemara says the gzeir sora to par, and that the Gemara is the same kasha like it asks mishum gzeir yamusu. Even if it's a gzeir sora to par, but mishum gzeir you can't say that it's yamusu. Now about the din of meisu baleh by the par, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that we're talking about the gzeira that the Kohen Gadol will die. That the Kohen Gadol, because it's his carbon, he's the bialim of the carbon. If the Kohen Gadol dies and another Kohen Gadol will use it, so that will be a problem of chata shemesu baleh. But if one of the other Kohenim die, that wouldn't be considered chata shemesu baleh according to Rashi, because even though they're neskapa with the carbon, they're not considered the bala carbon that they should be chata shemesu baleh. So it wouldn't be a problem if the other Kohenim died. The Bala Karban is the Kohen Gadol. He's the Mesu Baleh. He's the one that if he dies, he wouldn't be able to use it as Chadash Mesu Baleh. The other Kahanim, they're not considered the Bala Karban. It wouldn't be Chadash Mesu Baleh. But Taisus is bothered with that. Taisus says, you can't have a Gzeir that maybe the Kohen Gadol will die and the other Kohen will use it. If the Kohen Gadol dies, Mustamba, they won't use it. Everyone will see the Kohen Gadol die. They know they didn't have Chadash Mesu Baleh. There wouldn't be a Chash that if the Kohen Gadol dies, the other Kohen will use it. So what does it mean, the problem of Chadash Shemesu Baleh? It means that maybe one of the other Kohanim will die. And he's naming on that even if you're going to say that the other Kohanim are just Mikufya Mechaprit, it's not a real kapara for them, but it's a Gzeira Mishum Chadash Shemesu Baleh. People will think that they're the Baalim, people will think that they're considered the Baal HaKarbon, and if you allow it to use the Par, even though one of the Kohanim died, so people have a Gzeira that might be like Chadash Shemesu Baleh that they're going to use it. So Taisus says that the chash by the Kohanim is because it's impossible to know. By the Kohen Gadol, you can know for sure if he dies. But the other Kohanim, it's impossible to know. Maybe some Kohen died. It's impossible to know if a Kohen died. So Rabbi Kveg asks the Kasha on Taisus, if you don't know if a Kohen dies, so there's a din of a cheskes chayim. The din is that if someone brings a chatas, the Mishnah says in Gittin, if someone sends a chatas from Medina Tzayam, so you're allowed to be makavit. You're allowed to assume that he's alive. There's a cheskes chayim. It also says by the kinei yeledes that if the different yeledes, they give all their money to buy the kinim, the chatas and the oil of the birds, and Bezin goes and buys all the kinim for them, well, what about if one of them dies? You don't have the shikshash because they all have the cheskes chayim. You have the cheskes chayim, so merely you can bring the birds. So here also, if you don't know if one of the kinim died, so then there's a chazaka that they're all alive. So the Svasemma says that the Pshan Taisus is, it's not a shash that maybe one of the Kohanim died. It's a Dava Pashit. It's not Shaykh that a whole year should go by and not one Kohen will die during the year. Avada, one of the Kohanim will die. But people wouldn't pay attention to it. By a Kohen Gadol, if he dies, everyone will see the Kohen Gadol died. So of course they won't use the carbon. Mashenga by the Kohanim, it's not the Pshat that you have a Suffolk and the Meli, like Kvega asks, you could put it on Chazakah. It's Pashit, Avada, one of the Kohanim are going to die. In a whole year that no Kohen should die, it can't be such a thing. Avada, one of the Kohanim is going to die, and Mela will be a Chata Shemesa Balea, or at least it's exeir that it might look like a Chata Shemesa Balea, and that's why the Gemara thought that you wouldn't be allowed to use it for the next year.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.